Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 election process from the studios of KHOI in the heart of Iowa.
No one particular religion should have an undue force within our government, either at the state, federal, local level.
That was Interfaith Alliance of Iowa Executive Director Connie Ryan. She describes her organization.
We work in the area of religious freedom and religious pluralism, making sure that religion is not being misused to discriminate.
The Interfaith Alliance put out a questionnaire to all candidates running for president as part of its Faith and Democracy Caucus project. Half of the Democratic candidates have responded, but none of the Republican candidates. More on that in a minute. President Donald Trump's three primary challengers, former Representatives Mark Sanford and Joe Walsh, as well as former Governor Bill Weld, are vying for a fair shot at the nomination. Since Trump has so far declined to participate in primary debates, Sanford held a press conference with a cardboard cutout of the president saying he hopes it won't be his only chance. Along with political debates, town halls, speeches, and countless chicken dinners, many organizations use questionnaires to highlight differences between candidates. Here's Interfaith Alliance's Connie Ryan again.
It's been the tradition in the Democratic Party that you don't talk as much about faith and politics.
But this year, Ryan notes how different it's been.
I think it's good that they're talking about their own faith in an authentic and genuine manner and how it informs their opinion on public policy.
Other religious organizations in Iowa engage in the political process too, but some with a different perspective on the role religion should play in governing. Like the Family Leader, a socially conservative organization that wants to inspire what they define as Christ-like leadership in the family, church, and government. Here's its president, Bob Vanderplaats, who has very definite ideas about what the founders meant by separation of church and state.
The only reason that Jefferson even articulated those words was to protect the church from state governance, because that's what England had. They always wanted to have the church's impact and influence on the laws of government. That's why you have one nation under God.
Historically, though, religion has been used by governments to persecute other faith traditions. The Interfaith Alliance brings diverse voices together to challenge extremism. Here's Ryan.
It's not that people of faith can't be engaged in the government. It's not that religion and government can't find ways to cooperate. But it's really having those clear set of boundaries. Religion is healthier when government is not intruding in its space and vice versa.
From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.